Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone. This is Nicole Baldler with Archangel Metatron here. We're going through the dashboard right now and going through and seeing the callers and what we're going to do this evening. Thank you for coming back. Last week we had to reschedule, so I appreciate everybody understanding that on short notice. And there was a lot of divine happenings last weekend. So if you were in the mix on this beautiful planet we call Earth and understanding synchronicities and what was happening here on the planet, trusting your intuition and jumping was really the key point from last weekend. So anyway, so that's a little recap, and sometimes things happen beyond our control. So today we are talking about clearing, activating, healing, and intel. So what does that exactly mean? Well, you can get more descriptions on my email, or my website rather, at Metatron Angel. It's M-E-T-A-T-R-O-N, angel.com. And in there, you'll see that I have these links under the words clear, activate, heal, and intel. So what I have discovered, and I'm sure many people have as well, is that there is a period of clearing that needs to happen before you can truly receive intel for your highest good, or I should say what happens during receiving this intel for your highest good. So, you know, I've done readings around the globe, and I've been privileged enough to be with people from the beginning through many transitions and throughout the years. And what I've noticed is that when Metatron comes through and he is giving this intel, he could be telling you, you know, you're going to win $1 million, or you're going to meet the love of your life, or something to that nature. But if the soul is not ready to receive it, or if their heart is not open, or they are in disbelief on any level, then they will not truly be able to accelerate and receive those gifts that the angels are trying to give them. So part of the process of listening to your soul's journey and your soul's life here is to understand the clearing. And what that comes along with is that there are many attachments we have to life. There are many belief systems we have to work through. There's many happenings on multidimensional levels where you may come through childhood experiences. You may come through different backgrounds, neighborhoods, programming, things that people may have placed on you to say you need to be a certain way in your life or not. And when that line does not exactly meet to your, I'm talking, but I'm going into trance at the same time. So if people are having a hard time listening to me, so I'm going to ask my co-host right now to take over, and so that I can work with Metatron on this, and then so that you guys can talk to him, because apparently they want to say something.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Thank you very much. Okay, so you're going to go into trance, and then I'll take questions about clear, activate, and healing. How's that sound?
All right.
Okay. All right, everyone, hold on. We're going to go into trance, and I'll take calls immediately after that.
Awareness and abundance here, beyond the angelic realm, believing, understanding, and knowing your truth here upon the earth's surface, understanding and relating to your experience here as human, receiving mankind, rather than mankind receiving human. Understanding here, my dear children, as you walk upon the earth and allow yourself to be, shall we say, further from the truth, rather from source energy, allowing yourself to disregard your woes, disregarding your pain, disregarding your heartache, you are understanding in such that your light, yeah, has been diminished. Your ability to make, shall we say, lessons here of discernment and lessons here of understanding your truth. You are now in a much of a quandary here. You are now in the earth's shadows, never really taking hold of your breath, never really taking hold of your light, and therefore allowing yourself to be pushed around in this, shall we say, reality. You are understanding here, dear children, that your light, your love, is a direct quotient to how much you allow yourself to come forward onto the earth's surface. That is in saying how much you allow yourself to be given truth beyond mankind, to believing in yourself. And we understand, yeah, that we are talking in riddles and circles and such. We are breaking the lines of consciousness for the looping and understanding your ability to loop into your own dimensionality, to loop into your own density of form. Is that really what you are allowing yourself to do? Have you traveled beyond the cosmos, beyond the mind's eye, into the human body to simply become a person who does not really ever get it, who does not really ever quite understand, who does not ever allow themselves to begin in truth, awareness, and abundance? Are you forgetting your quotient of happiness here upon the earth sentence, surface? Are you allowing here your ability to transmute and transfigure these happenings without really understanding what they mean anyway? And my dear children, we are saying here, we are allowing ourselves to come forward at this time, this stage in the game. We are allowing ourselves to, beyond the veil, give you messages so that you may get a piece of the pie, if it were. You will get a piece of the puzzle, as it were. As you are listening here onto this transmission, you are receiving a heart opening. This is part of the activation here. You are receiving the understanding of believing in the words that we speak through the activation ceremony here. Healing becomes a part of you then. When the heart has light up with frequency, when the mind's eye has been exploded in truth and ceremony, then the healing process may take place. Then you may be able to hear yourself sing. Then you may be able to believe in your fancy. Then you may be able to dance with the glow sticks, yeah, as we are saying. We are making a joke, yeah. We are wanting you to be joyful and happy in every single sentence of the word. And so it is, and so it were. We are here to help you and answer your questions this evening. Thank you very much, yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to take the first caller to ask Metatron a question. Hold on a second.
Hi,
are you doing? Who's calling?
My name's Helena. I talked to Metatron the last time you were on, and the message was very uplifting. I was just wondering, I've been having some issues about where to live, and I've gone back and forth in two different places, and I'm wondering if there's any guidance about my living situation. Neither is quite right.
Here we are going. We are seeing still your son. We are seeing here the son needs to be around you. So you are understanding here that you need to believe in the frequency here of the sun. This is quite remembrance of when you were a little girl. Your guides are saying that you are understanding this as being a place where you are allowed to build your dreams here. So are you able to get close to the sun here, as we are saying to you tonight?
The physical sun, yes, in both places. One a little more than the other. Yeah.
When you close your eyes, come with me here for a second, closing your eyes, allowing here to bring breath into the body, breathing in and breathing out. See yourself here, as it were, in reality, in your majesty here. So seeing yourself, we are saying that we are going to the right side of you. So we would say that this would be the sort of closer to the west coast, or the, we shall say, the western part of an area that you are in. We are seeing western here. So would you understand, my dear?
Yes. I'm on the east coast, but one's west of the other. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. So we are saying here the west. We are still seeing a bit of melancholy here in your voice. Is it not something you are selecting for yourself, or is it someone who's selecting this for you?
I am, but there's, I guess, financial restrictions of being exactly where I'd like to be. And while this is good, it's not, there's some downfalls with it, some, you know, big downfalls. Both places have positive and negative.
Okay. Coming here in, as we see it, we are saying the West. Now, at the end of the day here, you must understand that it has to feel good for your body. So we are saying that any direction you choose, it is really up to you, my dear. It is really up to your heart where you are wanting to be at this time. We are saying that there are different coordinates, just as like we are saying more to the ocean or more to the west. It is really up to the soul and where they are wanting to be. But no, as it were, the west here seems to be calling your name, and the sun seems to be calling your name. So we are getting you here in these coordinates. It could be as far west as Oregon or western New Jersey. It is not really to that matter, but being in the western side. Also having your house face west would be very good indeed, or the western part of an area. So, my dear, what else may we help you with tonight? Yeah, you are coming in for questions. Yeah,
well, just perhaps if you could tell me about a little bit about a relationship situation.
My dear, when you are asking, is there love here? And we are saying to you, there is, my dear, but you are still hiding yourself from the mind's eye. So you are hiding yourself from your partner here. It is, I'm not even so sure that you have said the words, I love you, and really have meant them in this lifetime. You are keeping yourself from the person you want to be, they are saying. Your guides are saying that you are keeping yourself from the person you want to be. It is a hindrance. So when another shows up in your life, they are not exactly understanding who they are falling in love with, but you have not brought her to the surface yet. Would you understand this here?
I would. And would it be possible to get back with the one that was here before? By bringing myself to the surface more?
When you indeed do bring yourself, your guides are emphatically here, jumping up and down. They are rooting for your existence here. They are wanting you to be light, be jovial, smile in the sun, they are saying. They are saying that they would like to love. They would like to dance with you some more and create harmony here on the planet. You are also coming here and understanding a sort of roughness, they are saying, in your ears. We are doing these medical checks here. In your ear canal, they are saying, that you may get some itching or scratching here. And in the ear canal, they are saying that they are opening up your etheric ear as to hear your guides more and to hear the angels sing. So it will be an easier transition. It will be an easier occasion of bringing yourself back to the surface.
Excellent. And I'm sorry, did you say I could get back with the other person once I come back myself and get here fully?
We when you are asking here, we are taking a minute to look at your guides, for they know you. They are jumping up and down. They are saying yes. So we are going to give you that as your guidance. So, yes, your guides here are definitely saying yes. They are saying that time is of the essence, though. You are not having, you do not have a lot of time to waste here. Would you understand this?
Is it age related or
no,
something to do with
age.
The other person?
It's something to do with the other person. They are not wanting to disclose this. They are not saying death, but they are saying it is the time is of the essence. Yeah.
Okay. Is it another person coming in to the other person, or just?
No. Yeah, we are saying it is just time. No, there are no competitions. Yeah. No, we are making light of the situation. It is really just timing of the essence and allowing yourself to be whole and to be with another. Truly.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I appreciate
Thank
that.
You
Thank you.
We welcome. Thank you. We welcome you very much.
Thank you, Julie. Okay. Next caller is coming up here. Okay.
Hi, it's
the next caller. This is Melissa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Okay. You're up, and what's your question for Metatron?
If you can see any blockages or anything that I need to clear to call in the perfect romantic relationship for me.
My dear Melissa, yeah, you are such a beautiful soul. We are welcoming here your presence indeed, my dear child here. As we look around your heart center, we are seeing that you have the counting of the number three here. You are holding on to past relationships here. We are seeing in the back quadrant of your heart, there is a bit of rustling about. We are needing to pull this out of you, but also they are saying your guides are saying that you have lost the belief in love for yourself. It is not you believe in love, you believe in it wholeheartedly. In fact, you help others to find love. You are very loving yourself, but for love, we are saying believing that it can happen for yourself and that you are, in fact, divinely gifted for this reasoning. Are you here? We are saying here, are you doing the work of intuitive or using your intuition here as your primary profession here?
Not a primary possession. I'm actually working with the energy. I'm a master Reiki. And so I've been learning to discern the different energy and trying to trust my intuition when it comes to other people.
Perfect. Yeah, we are definitely seeing that within you. We are also seeing here that what you are picking up or feeling are sometimes not your own. And you are second guessing because it is not feeling like your own here. And you are thinking you have more issues than you really have here. You are not, we are, as we said in the beginning, looking at your heart, it is just past wounds, maybe, nothing but a little clearing couldn't hurt, saying to yourself, I forgive this person, I am letting them go, I forgive them with love and joy in my heart. We are coming here and taking a look around. Hold on, your guides are trying to talk. They are saying, did you have a falling out here in the month of September? They are giving us the month of September here, my dear.
The last relationship I was in was 2 years ago, but I'm not sure what month it was.
Wonderful, yeah. Okay, your guides are saying September. So September was a rough month for you here. And so you have, okay, so the reasoning here that we are wanting you, taking us a minute, you work with the Metatronic energy, believe it or not, here. You are working with cubes, triangles, and the like. So in the month of September here, there is a loop that you receive and enter into. It is your reality. So if you notice in the month of September, October, November, there are these loops that happen to you where you have the ability to really maneuver around and transfigure. So you are making your timeline here work for you. So the beginning here of September, in understanding your ability to create reality here. Okay, your guides are being very specific. One second here, we are translating for them. They are saying to write it down. Write down exactly what you would like to happen here. So you are saying, I'm not wanting to repeat the same thing that has happened every year here in this month of September, October, November. I'm not wanting this to happen. And now I would like to bring in my counterpart. They are saying that you have not given yourself the ability here to self-mastery of yourself. We are saying in your work, you are quite the master for others, but for yourself, you are creating still these loops. In reality, you have not really broken the patterning here. So your guides are becoming very specific. They are saying, write down exactly what you would like here in your counterpart, how you would like them to show up, and also ask them here for a frequency, a shot here of frequency of what you would like, of how you are to know your counterpart. And then you may, as we say here in the angelic realm, you may make love here to this frequency. You are allowing the frequency to take over you, and calling that frequency in will then allow your partner to come forward. So it is not really necessarily a clearing, as it is an awakening here. There is a piece of you here that is needing to be activated and awakened here for believing in love yourself. So, my dear, you are quite the master. You are quite the person here that receives love on every level. You are receiving it for others. And now it is time to receive yourself.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Okay. So the next caller is coming up right now. Let's see. Hello. You're the next caller. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. Okay. So what question do you have for Metatron tonight?
I was wondering what blockage that I have that I need to work on in order to be able to heal.
My dear, could you be a little bit more specific in the area of healing you would like? Would it be relationships, gifts, profession? Where would you like to go with this, please?
I think it would be better with gifts. Gifts?
Your gifts. Okay. 100%. Yeah, we are appreciate. Okay, here we go. Your guides are very active, indeed. Your guides here are saying that you are missing here colors of the rainbow. They are saying in your mind's eye, if you give us a minute here, and just relaxing here into the vibration and sound and allowing us to give you colors into the mind's eye, the prismatic colors of red and yellow and orange, blue, green and purple here, and just giving you colors here and allowing us to go away in your energy field. We are blending with your energy field here. They are saying, my dear, you are missing the symphonic nature of your immortality. So as we see here and we understand, you are beginning to realize that you are existing upon many layers of consciousness. You are existing in your dream state, you are existing in your waking state, and you are existing in your meditative state. You are existing all three. And so, my dear, as you awaken upon this journey and you are understanding yourself more, then this reality will become more palatable here for you. So we are giving you the colors, the gifts of color here. And so as you breathe in and breathe out and allow us to transfigure and bringing in this energy, allow us to remove the blocks here of the mind's eye. We are seeing here in the coffers here of Egyptian times here. We are seeing your past life. You are an embalmer here. You are set to take care of the gods here. You are brought them down into the, as we say here, into the tomb area here. We are also understanding your guides would say that washing of the hands and feet are very important for you. So when you are washing your hands and feet, you are remembering a time of your Egyptian life. This will also help to bring you into the mind's eye and into the heart center. So, my dear, we will also leave this with you. Coming into your heart center, we ask you to think of a pearl here, beautiful pearl here that just hangs out in your heart center. Expanding here the pearl and allowing it to be in the front of your body and in the back of your body here. And your guides are saying that they are with you every step of the way here. They have never left you. You may not need to know it right now. You may not need to hear it right now, but they are there. They are waiting. Now wanting to communicate with you. My dear, would you understand and would you have questions? Yeah, for us.
Hello, do you have any additional questions for us tonight? Okay, looks like we're going to go to the next caller. Hi, how are you doing? You're on with Metatron. Who's calling?
Okay, looks like we're
going to
go to the next caller.
Hello. Hi, how are you doing? You're calling. Yes, would you like to ask Metatron a question tonight?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good. Can you hold on? I just want to shut the show off so it's not in the background. Just a minute.
Okay, sounds great.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Can you hold on? I just want to shut the show off so it's not in the background. Sorry about that. Hi.
Okay, hi, how are you doing? What question do you have for Metatron tonight?
It's an honor to be here. I have a question of sometimes I hear Spirit communicating with me, and they mentioned something about a prophecy, so I was wondering if you had any insight on that.
100%. Yeah, my dear, you are the gift of sight. Yeah, you are asking us here if this would make sense into your reasoning of who you were in a past life and where you are going. So you, as we say here, we are seeing here the it is a claw here, the Vulcan or vulture. It is the Vulcan kind. It is the Viking here. You have actually, your tribe here were the first to come upon the shores of the Americas here, keeping logs of many, keeping journals. And so as a Viking, you traveled the globe many times, building your ships and also leaving keystones, as it were, into different parts of the country to recite back. And what we believe here, as you are saying, is a prophecy of mankind. And are you reading this appropriately? And we are saying that you are. In fact, you are reading this appropriately at this time. And my dear, the light that you are experiencing here in turning these keys on, and shall it be your journey here, your soul's mission to turn these keys on, we would say, my dear, you in fact are correct here. So you are asking us about your soul's journey. And also here we are seeing your mother. Would you have questions here about your mother, you are asking us?
My mother has passed on, so I guess, is my mother okay?
100%, yeah. We are seeing, one second, yeah. She comes in as a shivering force, yeah. Would you understand, do you receive chills throughout the body? Do you understand if you have rushes of energy here? That is your mother. She is making herself known to you, and she is saying that you have had this ever since a child. You are woken up in the middle of the night with sort of a cold sweat or a shiver, and this is something that has been carried with you throughout the generations, and now as an adult, you are putting the pieces together, and she is coming through in this way because she is wanting to share her love with you. Coming here. One second, please. Your guides are asking. They are asking if you like the Viking story here. They are asking your guides. They're wanting to know.
Yes, I do. I like that story.
Does your resonance, does it make sense to you here? Well, would you be able to understand that information, my dear?
I'm not connected to it. It's the first I've heard of it.
Would you understand here in your prophetic nature about mankind and understanding your ability? They are saying number sequencing. They are giving you numbers of faith. Fatalities here. Would you understand that?
Yeah, I get a lot of triple numbers, four numbers, same digits, constantly.
My dear, yes, your angels are making way to communicate with you because you are, they are calling you a keeper of stones here. You are a keeper of the stones. So we are saying to you at this time, it is not making sense. It is all right. Just holding on to the information would be best here. It will be revealed later on. But you are going to transcribe prophetic information for the masses. We are not saying how this will be used at this time, but you please understand that you are indeed an intricate part of the puzzle.
And the keys, how will that unfold?
One second here. The keys upon the shores, they are saying. You will not have to travel to these places physically, but what you will do at nighttime is you will see the keys upon a map, upon a shore. We will say you will be in a light trance state yourself. And making a connection here to bring the light from each cornerstone, each keystone, and just bringing them in with your mind and bringing it in with your heart and connecting this energy as to build a bridge of light around the planet. It's very neat, my dear. We are with you closely. Your guides are saying we are watching you. We are with you. We hold you We hold you with the most amount of love that you have ever felt in your life. We are here with you. Your guides are saying.
And they always say that to me. We are here. We are here. That's the first thing they always say. It's kind of a telepathic connection I have.
100%, my dear. Your guides are alive and well. They are wanting to be with you. So you are quite the master here.
Okay.
We are thanking you.
Oh, thank you. That's beautiful.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling in. And we're going to go to the next call. Okay, anyone that is listening, we have some available slots, so please call in. There's a couple of questions that came in by email, and one of which is, how is the human body changing or evolving at this current time?
100%. Yeah, we are going into toning, for the channel is needing to receive light at this second. The human genode here is being activated at that time. What does that mean here? We are speaking quite rather freely. Your human genode here is being awakened and opening onto the light frequency of the planet here. Mother Earth, as you understand, is needing your light. She is needing your love, and you are returning to her with this. So, with arms open wide, the more that you can experience love within yourself and the light within your body, your light body, as it were, then you will allow the healing to go around the globe, as we are saying here, 10,000 times. The more that you can experience love and light within your body, it allows Mother Earth to bring this frequency around her body 10,000 times, We are seeing the human genome specifically in the brain capacity, in your mid-brain, mid to right, we say here, we are drawing a map here, in your mid-brain to the right quadrant here, we would say here, it is awakening, my dears. If you are feeling this sort of hot poker in your brain, traveling down to your brain stem and into the base of your spine, and your shoulders are pulling back, understand this chromosome here is awakening here. You are having an extra chromosome here that has been dormant for many a time since caveman status. Yeah, we are saying this is before your star brothers and sisters made themselves known to you. So this chromosome here is now awakening and allowing the energy to go through the mind, body, and spirit, and coming back through the brain capacity onto the brain stem. What does this mean for you? Quite simply, we are not getting into scientific terms here because it is not necessary. What this means for you is it is a quicker healing here. If you cut your finger or if you get sick, you will have an exponential time of healing here. You will heal just because you are saying you are healing. You will return to, they are making a joke here, returning to stone because you are saying you are returning to stone here. But we are making a joke to say when you return to life. Returning to source energy. When you say that you are returning, then that is what you are allowing yourself to do. Say, I am returning to source energy. I am returning to
I am returning to source energy. I am returning to light and love.
I am allowing myself here to come about and
here to come
and
about.
To be the most wonderful complementary personality of myself. I am a divine part of God here. And really allowing yourself to be given these words as a shower is what will activate this chromosome in your brain to furthermore, to opening. So when it is an opening, it is a releasing. So what does that mean here, children? It is meaning that your demons come out of the corners. As we are saying here, we are making a joke, but maybe some of your worst habits of talking down to one another need to be eradicated. Maybe some of your worst habits of judging one another come up and need to be eradicated. Maybe some of your smiting at one another need to come up and be eradicated. So we are saying, my children, there will be work ahead, and the body is, in fact, changing, but it happens quicker or slower, depending on your permission, as it were.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. We have an additional question here from Metatron. You know, we're all living in large cities. We have to commute. We have to live in, you know, small apartments and in neighborhoods. Picking up other people's energies and other frequencies, what's the best way to live in these communities on Earth with the best energetics and holding the light and holding the divine, positions that we need to operate in?
100%. Yeah, we are agreeing with your question. This is, quite frankly, the topic of conversation here in the angelic realm. We are trying to decide how we can help each and every one of you. Shall we just say, all right, then get on with the show. Everybody wants the world to end. We will just allow it to end at this point. Of course, we are making a joke here. So we are saying, children, again, it is frequency. As you are up in your capacity to love, honor, and respect one another, other lower energies cannot penetrate your field. The moment you get into lack, poverty, judgment, fear, resentment, even the tiniest bit of thought of the same will allow those impeding energies to come forth. The same is also a clearing space. We would suggest we are suggesting some pretty simple tactics here. Getting the essential oils of eucalyptus here and lavender, putting them into a spray bottle. The lavender transmutes all negativity, and the eucalyptus increases the light quotient of your home, your body, your face. So you put about 8 drops of each into a bottle that we would say we would call this about a half liter here. Let's say a quart. They are saying a quart. Quart here. And putting more water, but also using your senses. Do not be cheap here with the dosage. And allowing your energy field to enjoy this transmutation. We know some of you will say, oh, but I'm living in a hell, really, here. Well, we will say to you, then bring Mother Nature into your city. That is what you are missing. The lavender and eucalyptus serve as a way to bring in Mother Nature, to clear out the electromagnetic field of your house, your car, and your body. Did you know, my children, your body can light up the frequency of the Empire State Building if appropriately generated? That is a lot of electricity. So direct those thoughts, direct those magnetic forces, and direct those electrons here that you are having within your body. My dear children, you are understanding combustion and internal combustion. How do you think these people here blew themselves up? They were having an internal combustion rate here. So you have already seen this in your history, but you are negating the fact that you pick up frequencies here. So it is not something to get in harm's way. It is not something to obsess about. It is quickly just using a spray, but the most important thing, above all else, is your mind and your heart. So doing the practices necessary, 5 times a day if necessary, to keep yourself anchored in yourself, an infrequency of high dimensionality, as it were.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I have another question. We have a lot of these. This is the same question that we keep getting. It's how can we speak with our, how can we communicate with our guides more effectively?
100%, yeah. Well, just as you are believing that you are talking to Archangel Metatron here through the Dear Channel, it is quite frankly that simple for each and every one of you. Believing in yourself is first and foremost. Believing that you are communicating with them. They are overjoyed to talk with you. They are wanting to reach beyond the confines of your mind and your body and your heart to reach a hand out. Now, with that being said here, every single one of you has particular gifts that you are born with. Maybe you're able to hear them better. Maybe you're able to see them better. Maybe you're able to touch them better or know them or understand them. The trick of the human now is to understand, how are my guides communicating with me? Do my guides show me a sequence of numbers? And maybe that is how they are communicating with me. Do my guides brush up against my body? And I know that is how they are communicating with me. Do my guides show me a flash of light and I am able to see it? Do I see angel wings on people? Do I see glitter in the air? Or do I hear a voice from time to time within my heart? And I know my guides are speaking to me. This, my dear children, is how every single one of you need to understand and do a self-study here of how your guides communicate with you. We are saying here from the angelic realm that you are waiting too long to reach out and touch somebody here, as we are making a joke. But quite frankly, my dear children, you all possess the ability to communicate with angels, your guides, spirit, whoever you choose to speak with. So I would suggest here, getting a journal here. Your guides are all now here on the line saying a writing, journaling of when you think your guides are talking to you the best, how you think they are talking to you. Are they talking to you through sight, sound, inspiration, or truth? Are they talking to you through feeling, synchronistic events, or number sequencing? Are they talking to you through movies and television shows? Are they talking to you through relatives? Making these journals and notations in your scrapbooks of communication and understanding, this is how my guides talk to me. Then that strengthens here the belief system between yourself, your guidance, and your source energy here, and meaning your communication with God. We are laughing how your world here is backing away from the word God, but it's quite all right to call each other's name. We don't understand that here. We are quite remarkable, but it is just a word, and it's not a word we are quick to really argue about. So we will say, whatever you are comfortable with, my children, it is really here in your heart anyway. So we are just waiting for you. Thank you.
thank you for that. We have 4 minutes left. I was thinking we could do a clear activate healing session with Metatron. Would that be okay?
That would be okay, yeah. All right, then we will do a bit of a meditative state here, going through the body. So if everybody could take a minute, we hope if you are driving, you would pull over. You are listening on the car or the headphones, you would find a place to sit down. Coming here maybe into your lover's lap, understanding here that we are all in divine union with one another. So relaxing here and allowing the angelic realm to come through the body. Again, this is permission on your part. So mentally saying to yourself, I am inviting the angelic frequency in my body. I'm inviting this soul energy to connect with mine here. Breathing in and breathing out, and as you see, or as you were, you may understand that you are beginning to feel as though you are floating in a bubble, floating in water. Breathing in, yeah, and breathing out, paying attention here to your breath and your body. Bringing attention here to the back of your body. Drawing a line here from the brain stem to the back of the spine. All of these nerve endings here. Quickly running the angelic energy. Just think of angels or angelic energy, or just feel energy and allowing us to move through the crown of your body, again through the brainstem here, the spinal cord here, through the sits bones or the coccyx here, the end of the spine. Wrapping back up around into the genital regions here. We know your society does not like to go there, but we are clearing them out. Clearing out here, clearing out the pelvis region here. Clearing out the, going back in through the spinal column. Your spine, and quite frankly, my dears, needs work. So we are releasing the tension from your spinal column. Going through the back of the heart, allowing, keep breathing, allowing the angels to work with you. Again, inviting them in through your heart and closer to your body. Allow them to go up through the brain, through the face, the nose here, the brain here, going up through the midbrain. Allow the energy to come through the mind's eye, through all different parts of the brain cavity. Your brain, remarkably, has two set of eyes in the back of the brain here. As we would notice, we are looking at it from the angelic perspective. They would seem to be eyes here. Quite remarkable, as you have eyes in the back of your head. So we are clearing these centers out. So if you ever feel that you need eyes in the back of your head, or somebody is giving you a shady eye, a shady look here, we are saying this is a part of your body we are wanting to fix and focus. So clearing out completely. The next here is an activation. We are going through the colors very quickly here for you. Imagine above your head there is a beautiful purple being here. We are calling this the spirit of purple, spirit of purple light here. Going through the crown, then we have indigo here, blue, dark blue, indigo here. Through the brain again. We have a aquamarine color in the throat. Green in the heart center. Yellow down here in the belly. Navel in the... navel blue. Or I'm sorry, here, the orange. Oh, let's go back to the belly. That seemed to very much not a place people like to hang out. So let's get a warm, bright yellow sun here in your belly, clearing out the gut, clearing out the stomach, all the undigested emotions here for your planet and yourself here. Breathing in and breathing out here. Orange for the navel. And red here for the root. Through the transmission, knowing in your heart center that you are healed, feeling that you are healed from the top of your head to the tip of your toe. You are healed because you said it so. And in this transmission of God, the angelic realm, and all of your beautiful guides here along the way, We bid you farewell. We will come again. We love you so very much here. Please understand, know this in your heart. You are here, you are forever, and you are pure.
Oh.